Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Are you ready?
Just wanted to mention real quickly, if you want to hear what we had to say about NFL playoff scenarios involving Washington, we did something early in the show. You can use the Odyssey app and use the rewind button, or just go to the podcast of the show and listen to hour one. I also did a mini breakdown of Maryland's loss. But I wanted to mention before we finish up with some NFL true or false that last night, like 2 nights ago, I think I mentioned, Brendan, the Indiana-Syracuse game, which was such a crazy game on Tuesday night in the ACC Big Ten Challenge that went to double overtime, ended up 112-110. Last night, a 4-overtime game between Nebraska and NC State. NC State won 104-100. It was a wild game where Nebraska seemingly had the game won multiple times in regulation and in the first overtime, second overtime, third overtime, and then they ended up losing in the fourth overtime, 104-100. I think they said, and I could be wrong, it was either the first 4-overtime game in NC State history or it was the first 4-overtime game in ACC history. I'm not sure which it was, but it was one of those two. By the way, also, you know who has been the biggest disappointment in college basketball so far through the first 3 weeks? How about Michigan? Michigan was ranked fourth in the country. They were thought to be a national championship contender this year with Hunter Dickinson et al. Michigan is about to fall out of the rankings completely. They got blown out in Chapel Hill last night by 21 to a Carolina team that was struggling. They also were the another team that barely beat that Tarleton State or whatever they are from Texas. And Arizona demolished them last week. Couldn't happen to a better group than that group. But they've got football to lean on right now. That's a good thing for them. All right, let's do some NFL true or false to finish up the show.
Kevin, let's start off in the AFC. Are the Patriots the best team in the AFC, true or false?
False. I mean, I actually would love to see it. You know, when we were talking to Sam earlier, I almost mentioned the fact that, you know, what's interesting about the season right now is that the hottest team in the AFC is a team that really doesn't stretch the field necessarily. And I know they do a little bit with Kendrick Bourne, but they're running more than they're throwing in with New England. Baltimore's obviously that team as well. But no, I am going with what Scott said last week, because when he said it, I kind of like, yeah, that's it. And that is, I'm going to go with Mahomes and Rodgers. So the answer on your AFC question is no, because I think Kansas City's better.
Well, I don't want to spend too much time agreeing with you, but I do. So let me offer this follow-up. Does Bill Belichick deserve the Coach of the Year award?
If they end up with the number one seed in the AFC, absolutely. Like, it shouldn't even be a question, right?
I think if they win the AFC East, he deserves it.
Okay, I mean, who are the candidates for Coach of the Year? Kingsbury, Belichick,
LaFleur.
Has Belichick ever won a Coach of the Year?
I'm not 100% certain, but I don't think he has.
Yeah, it never goes to the teams that are expected to win. If they win that division, and more importantly, if they end up the number one seed, absolutely. Right?
He would totally deserve it. Three times.
He has. Yeah. Was it earlier in the Patriots run?
03, 07, 2010.
Okay. Well, the 07 team, obviously, because it went undefeated. Okay. What's your next one?
The Packers are the best team in the NFC, true or false?
True. I said that quickly, too, because I believe it. And I think we're headed to a headed for a Green Bay-Tampa Bay rematch in the NFC Championship game, and I think it's going to be at Lambeau. I think Green Bay, that win over the Rams when they were an underdog at home and really seemed to hit their stride again, and they really started to hit their stride offensively in the second half at Minnesota, the game they lost. But I think it's Green Bay in the NFC. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree. I think it's Tampa once they're fully healthy.
Okay.
Speaking of Tampa, Tom Brady is now the favorite for the MVP. Can you make a case for anyone else?
Well, I mean, the Jonathan Taylor talk has to pipe down, I guess, a little bit. God, it's such a hard MVP conversation. I mean, I don't know that you can make an obvious case for anybody else right now, but again, we've got five games or six games left for just about everybody. So we'll, that's a lot of season left for that to change. I don't know the answer to that. I can't make a case for anybody else. Can you make a case for anybody else?
Not really. I think the only other person you really could have was Kyler Murray, but then they won 2 out of 3 without him, and now I'm not exactly
sure. 2 out of 3 without him with Colt McCoy.
Yeah, so true. I'm not exactly sure that you can make a case. I mean, here's the thing. It's not like he's an overwhelming favorite.
Uh-huh.
But Josh Allen hasn't really looked great lately.
No.
They've been losing games.
You know who could end up being it? Aaron Rodgers or Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, I think those are probably your two best bets.
What's next?
My next question isn't a true or false. It's more of just a landscape of the NFL kind of thing. Who do you think has been the most impactful injury in the NFL so far this season?
I got to think about that. I mean, the first name that comes to mind is Derrick Henry.
He just ran for like 300 yards against the Patriots.
I know they did. Who are the quarterbacks that have gone down? I mean, you know what? In some ways, and I don't put it this way, if Seattle had a healthy quarterback all season long, they wouldn't be 3-8. I don't know if it's the most impactful, but I think that they would be more in the thick of, say, a wild card race if Russell Wilson had been Russell Wilson all year long. Who am I missing? I'm probably missing somebody that's obvious.
So I actually think if not for Russell Wilson, I think the answer would be Brian Bulaga in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
They just haven't been the same since that right side of the offensive line has gone down.
You think that's the reason? I mean, because Stafford also apparently is really struggling with lower back issues.
He's the right tackle for the Chargers. They haven't been the same.
Yeah.
Since he and I think it's Obushi, the right guard. They just haven't been the same. They haven't been able to do a lot of deep shots. They haven't been able to get.
They were unbelievably explosive and good against the Steelers, and that was just what, 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago.
Steelers had a lot of injuries though that week.
I know, but it was an unbelievable offensive night for Herbert and for everybody.
But then you look at what happened against Denver, and they can't get anything going.
By the way, people are going to make excuses for Matt Stafford. I think Matt Stafford's a really good quarterback. There is definitely something wrong beyond just the injuries if he's banged up. He's played a lot of his career banged up. Understand that he, you know, a lot of those years in Detroit was always playing hurt. He was on the injury report week in and week out in Detroit and would always play. And they talked last week, there was a report just about how he's having major lower back issues, which would really be a major problem for him. But I also think something's off there offensively.
Yeah, and that was going to be my other answer is Robert Woods. They just don't have the offense or the pieces around him. Van Jefferson's really good. Cooper Kupp is still on pace to have a monster season. But the offense, Odell Beckham is not that fit for Robert Woods.
I'm not giving out the Saints as an official smell test pick tonight, but the public's on the Cowboys tonight, and there is a little bit of sharp money now that Taysom Hill is starting tonight on New Orleans, but it's not overwhelming either direction, so I'm going to pass as an official smell test pick, but the smell test is 1-2 out of the last 3 weeks. I'm personally, though, going to play the Saints, so I'd give a strong lean to the Saints plus the 4.5. Plus the 5, whatever the number is. Big game tonight. We'll talk about that and obviously preview Washington and the Raiders tomorrow. Thanks to Charch. Thanks to Sam Fortier. Thanks to Brendan. Thanks to all of you. Stay tuned. Travis is up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.